And let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Texas and around the world.
Yo, 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 it's your man's Big Daddy Roughneck. You're tuned into the Gary Grubman Podcast. Prepare to be entertained.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Gary Brugman Podcast. It's going to be a great one tonight. It is Veterans Day. We need to thank all our veterans for signing up and serving our country. There's my brother, Big Daddy Roughneck. Hold on, because we're going to be bouncing off some guardrails, so let's get to it. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Oh, brother. Doing? Just here, man. Just here. Another night. It's Veterans Day, man.
Happy Veterans Day.
That's right. Hello, America, and hello, Texas. Welcome to another episode, episode 71 of this True American Flat Dark Earth podcast, brother.
Yes, you're correct, sir.
Yes. You know, I mean, today's a special day, man. I mean, it's the day for everybody who has served, you know. But before we get rolling into that, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating, short review, hit that like button, subscribe, and it's pure vanity, but we need to get up in those ratings, people. You know, we want to make Joe Rogan number two, so we're almost there. We need another little push, and we're almost there. So, and as usual, you're at the mercy of whatever interests me today.
Yes, Mr. Brogan. Yes, hey. Mr. Brogan.
So we need to thank Maximum Altitude. Maximum Altitude for all your custom truck accessories and off-road needs. Call my brother Joey Max. Maximum Altitude has a state-of-the-art shop and showroom that's just completely going to floor you. He's got everything in there. Maximum Altitude's been in business here in San Antonio for 27 years this coming January. And my brother Joey's a pioneer in custom trucks in South Texas. So go to Maximum Altitude on Facebook and Instagram, or go to MaximumAltitude.com, or you can just call my brother Joey direct at 210-655-0184. And don't worry, your wife called. She said it's okay.
And so did your mother over
That's right.
Some money, yeah?
That's right. Your mother's back in town. Your mother's back in town, brother.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Hey, man, let me tell you about O Patrol HQ. O Patrol HQ is a Facebook and Instagram page about life in the old Border Patrol. And if you ever wondered what it was like to be a Border Patrol agent back in the old days, you got to listen to the O Patrol HQ podcast, man. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts. My brother Gil puts it out. And the web pages are full of funny memes and quotes from famous and not so famous PAs, patrol agents. And don't forget to go to oldpatrolhq.bigcartel.com and check out all his merchandise, man. He's got great cups, t-shirts, hats, and he also carries the official Gary Brugman podcast t-shirt. $30 will get you a t-shirt delivered to your home. Shipping is included in the price. You know, so follow O Patrol HQ on Facebook and Instagram for some history, some laughs, and a few shenanigans along the way, because there ain't no patrol like the O Patrol.
There ain't no patrol like the O Patrol, baby.
That's right, brother. Honor first, honor always, especially on a day like today.
Yes, sir.
Next up is Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. Stop. It's a veteran-owned company, and a portion of all sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping veterans and first responders. Each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all of the ingredients for their soap, the clothing, their scrubs, and everything is sourced from companies right here in the U.S. of A. So go to HeroSoapCompany.com, check out all their merchandise, check out their soaps, check out their scrubs, put it all in your cart, and when you're going to check out, use promo code HONOR FIRST. Honor First. It's a promo code that they came up with for listeners of the Gary Bruckman podcast, and it'll get you 10% off every single order. Each one, every single order, it'll get you 10% off, not just one. So
there it is.
Wash your taint.
Wash your taint. You know, I always laugh when you start with this.
Wash your damn taint.
I'm going to be honest with you. Because, you know, computer generation, this is saved forever. And there's episode upon episode upon episode that we talk about washing your taint.
I know.
All right. So my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-great-grandchildren are going to know. My great-great-grandpa said,
taint.
Your taint.
On the internet.
Soap company.
On the internet.
I heard did it you, on the internet.
Ma, what's grandpa mean when he's got a tingly taint?
Yeah, I'm glad I won't be around to have to explain it to him.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Oh, what am I going to be, a floating head? This body is deteriorating quicker than some liquors out there.
It's deteriorating quicker than Joe Biden's campaign.
Oh, I guess we're getting into it then.
It's deteriorating quicker than Joe Biden's memory.
It is. It really is. Oh, well, forget it, folks. You're in for a good one today. I can already see the way things are going. This is going to be a good episode.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, man.
So, where were we? Oh, yeah. Wash your taint.
I have no
idea. Smell like a man.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother. You
Hero
leave.
Hero Soap Comp. Hero Soap from the Hero Soap Company. Because it really is good soap.
It really is.
And get yourself a loofah, too. I wish they sold loofahs. Like, you know. Maybe I could get a tactical loofah from Active Carry.
I'll mention it. I'll mention it.
So, Mr. Brugman, what's interesting? What has got your attention on this day?
Veterans Day. Monday. Veterans Day has got my attention today.
No, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Thursday podcast. Welcome, everyone.
Yep.
I need
Veterans Day has my interest today. And my brother here is drinking some Black Rifle Coffee canned espresso with crema, with cream.
I got myself a case.
Yeah, that's what I buy it by.
Crème.
Uh-oh.
Can you explain something to me? What's with the warm milk when I go to the Latin restaurants?
What? Oh, the warm milk? I don't know. It's café con leche. I don't know.
When I get my coffee,
I drink my coffee
they
black.
They always bring warm milk.
I drink my coffee black.
I don't get the... Oh, you like your coffee like you like it, men, huh?
Yep. Yep, exactly. That's old. Yep.
That's old.
Black and bitter.
I tried.
Black and bitter.
Black and bitter like your heart.
All right. Let's move on to this dedication.
Let's get it on.
All right, let's move on to this dedication. And this one's a special one because I'm dedicating this to all of our American servicemen and women that have served their country and protected our freedom and liberties by enlisting in the armed forces of the United States. To all our veterans, it's Veterans Day. This isn't for people that are on active duty right now. If you're on active duty, hey, you know what? Thank you for your service too, but you have your own day, Armed Forces Day. This one's ours. This is for the has-beens.
It's for the living.
This is for the...
Some people get Memorial Day confused with
exactly
Veterans Day.
That's why they didn't put for the fallen. You know, so yeah. this one's for us, for the has-beens. And
shut up. I love you, has-beens, washed up and always will be.
So happy happy Veterans Day, guys, and welcome home. So
God bless you all.
Yeah, man, it's been a good Veterans Day. I've been watching all the stuff on TV and keeping an eye on social media. I haven't posted much on this Veterans Day. I've been busy taking care of my mom. It's like my job now, but
yeah, man,
but I've been watching a lot of it and I've been following everybody. And I'm proud of everybody that's been doing it. I put my own up there. Yesterday was a Marine Corps birthday, man.
Yep. Yes, it
yesterday,
was.
Yesterday was Marine Corps birthday.
245 years old.
245.
Salute to the Marines. Marine Corps.
I'm going to a Marine get together this weekend. Not sure. In Selma, Texas. My buddy Mikey runs a group called SATMAR, San Antonio Marines.
Okay.
And there's the group's expands from here to Austin so far, and I think there's like, I think he says like 700 people, 700 Marines in that group. So a bunch of them are getting together this weekend, and I'm going to crash the party. I'm going to crash the Marine party.
That sounds your style.
Yeah, it's totally my style.
Hell yeah.
But dude,
we were wondering when you were going to drop in, Brugman.
I'm telling you. I've been going to check out the Freedom Friends podcast lately, and it's right. They recorded that Warfighter Tobacco, and man, those guys are brilliant. Those guys are freaking brilliant. I mean, you put them together and it's just brilliant. You know, they're a bunch of knuckleheads one-on-one, but put them together.
I was waiting for that.
You know?
That was like a compliment sandwich coming right at you.
Yeah. So, dude, I was looking. Did you know Mr. T was in the service?
He was a Marine, wasn't he?
No, he was in the Army. He was an MP.
Oh, okay. Yep. He was an MP.
Yep.
Wow. I'm shocked by that.
Willie Nelson was in the Air Force before he became a country singer. I didn't know that. I knew
he was like getting high.
Yeah, right.
But I'm bummed.
I knew Clint Eastwood was in the Army.
Oh, he was Army.
Yep, Clint Eastwood was Army. Okay. Of course, the king of rock and roll, man. The king of rock and roll, Elvis, was in the Army.
Marine, so, no, Army.
Yeah, he was in the Army.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
He left. He was the famous dude.
Yep. Hugh Hefner was in the Army, and he got his honorable discharge in the 1940s, bro.
He got his honorable or dishonorable?
Honorable discharge in the 40s.
Hugh Hefner.
And you know what he did?
What was his MOS?
He was a writer. He wrote for the newspaper.
So he was a journalist.
Yep.
Stars and Stripes, they called it back then, mm-hmm. right?
Maud, B. Arthur.
B. Arthur?
She was a Marine.
She's a big girl.
She was in the United States Marine Corps Women's Reserve. She wrote memos and drove trucks, and she got her DD-214 in 1945. She did 4 years.
Wow.
She was a freaking jarhead, bro.
Wow. That's wild. That explains a lot.
Yeah. Ice-T, brother. Ice-T was in the Army in Hawaii. He was a squad leader in Hawaii.
Wow.
Dude, Tony Bennett.
Wait. Go back to Ice-T because Ice-T's got street cred too, man.
Yeah.
Like he was not a nice person.
Yeah.
He was a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
The man was a self-admitted pimp and everything else that comes along with that. So I'm a little shocked by that.
But yeah.
Thank you for your service, Mr. T. Mr. Ice-T. Who else you got?
Tony Bennett.
Tony, okay.
Yeah. Tony Bennett was actually a part of a team that rescued a bunch of... Jewish people that were being held in Langsford, Germany in 1945.
Wow.
Yep. Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead was in the Army. Randy Couture was in the Army. Dude, Drew Carey
was a Marine.
Drew Carey was a Marine for 6 years, active duty.
Yeah, I know that from not only watching when he had his...
From TMZ?
What was his show called?
The Price is Right.
All his friends. No. Before The Price is Right.
Oh, whose line is it?
When he was living in Cleveland. No. It was a. Oh God! What the hell?
Oh, his sitcom. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Sitcom. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I like his live stuff better.
It was okay, but yeah. I heard. I knew it then when he was on a sitcom, and then when he says it all the time, every chance he gets. When he's on Price is Right.
He should. James Earl Jones was in the Army. He was a radio operator. Gene Wilder was in a med corps.
Wait. Imagine having him as your radio operator.
I know, right?
Marrying you, like.
Thulsa Doom.
Yeah, 12 targets to your 3 o'clock.
girl, you missed.
Oh, he'd be narrating the rocket.
Adjust your bearings.
3 degrees southwest. Good. What else you got? This is fun. I like this.
Gene Wilder was in Army Med Corps.
What was his MOS? Does it say?
He was a medic. He was in a Med Corps.
Oh, he was a medic.
Yeah.
Well, because you're in the Med Corps, you could be in Klinger, you know?
This is true. I can't be Klinger.
I can't be Klinger. I'm sorry.
You know? Mm-hmm. Alan Alda.
We all knew about him.
Yep. He was actually in the Army in Korea before he did MASH.
Yep. Alan Alda.
Johnny Cash, the man in black. Was in the Air Force.
He was in the Air Force.
Yep. He was in the Air Force. Steve McQueen was a Marine.
Steve McQueen.
Yep. I knew that. He was a jarhead. I thought he was Army. I knew he was in the military, but I thought he was in the, I didn't know he was a jarhead. Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock was in the Army, I'm going to say.
Yep. He was in the Army. He was a sergeant in the Army. It doesn't say his MOS. Okay. Morgan Freeman was in the Air Force. He worked on radars.
Morgan Freeman.
He worked on radars.
There's another guy that's like, imagine hearing that voice talking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Neither one of us should try to impersonate him right now.
No.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do that.
Speaking of Morgan Freeman, I agree with Morgan Freeman when it comes to racism.
Okay.
Have you ever heard Morgan Freeman speak about racism?
I have not.
He says it only exists if you acknowledge it.
This is true.
Because racism isn't a thing until you make it a thing.
I agree. I didn't know it existed till I got older.
Oh. Yeah, I thought, you know, all the names that we called each other out in the street when we were chilling. Mm-hmm. As crushing as they were used as almost as tough terms of endearment between friends.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
That's the way I saw it.
Ballsack. I hear you, Ballsack. Oh, you're not going to throw one back at me? Sausage patty?
Hey, you greaseball bastard.
Yo, how'd I know it was going to be something Italian? Hey, you Italian.
All right, can I get back to this now, you Italian?
For those that are listening, you really got to watch this one because his facial expressions are great during this episode.
Mel Brooks was in the Army.
I would think he would be too short to get into any military.
No shit.
Isn't there like a height? Isn't there a height limit?
Nah.
There's no height limit when you join the military?
Nope. I mean, I'm sure you can't be a midget, but, you know. But I mean, we got plenty of 5 foot people. We got many of 5 foot people in the military. I've seen shorter. So remember, it's America's military. We accept everybody. MC Hammer.
Not everybody. Hammer?
Hammer was in the Navy, bro. 5 years.
Navy.
5 years. Yep.
That's wild. MC Hammer.
Adam Driver. Ooh. Adam Driver was a Marine.
He was a Marine.
Yep.
Okay.
He was a Marine. Chuck Norris was in the Air Force.
Do you know what he did in the Air Force?
Nope.
Chuck Norris so bad, man, he didn't even need a jet. He said, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Quarantine virus went to Chuck Norris and quarantined itself. Hey, Montel Williams.
He was a Marine.
And then he went to the Navy Reserve, became an officer.
Oh, okay.
He was an officer in the Navy Reserve, but he was a Marine on active duty.
Just like Willie Nelson, he is pro-marijuana.
Okay.
I just like throwing that out there.
Unlike the federal government.
Oh, Gary.
We're going
to plant.
I know it, and I don't care about it, but it's... Until the federal government says it's legal, it's illegal.
Do you think the war on drugs or is winning?
I think it has worked plenty, yeah. Has it worked completely? No. Nothing works completely, but has it worked? Yeah, absolutely. You have no idea the amount of drugs we've gotten off the street. We also don't have any idea the amount of drugs that have gotten through. But I've seen what's come off the street when I was working it. I know how many drugs I took off the street, and I took a shitload of fucking drugs off the street.
And I love you for that. I appreciate you for that.
And it wasn't anything personal. I mean, I didn't give a shit about pot smokers. It's just
all your brothers in arms down there on the border. I appreciate all that. But today's day and age, let's say even go five years back.
This is 20 years ago.
Well, thank you. I'm just saying, just go back 5 years. Okay. You know, when a lot of states started legalizing it either for medical or outright. So
they started legalizing, that doesn't mean it's legal.
In the federal government's eyes.
Right.
And I understand you on that, but okay. Hear me out.
All right.
Do you think it's worth the risk and the money it costs to go after the marijuana?
Doesn't matter to me. I don't smoke marijuana, you know, and if it was legal and I can go get some, I probably still wouldn't. So
but the benefits that they're having, do you think that this war on marijuana is worth the cops putting themselves in danger? You know, money spent to go out investigations and everything.
Well, I've talked to a lot of cops in these cities where it's become legal, and they said it's brought in a shit ton of revenue for the state and for the municipalities, and everything's good financially, but they've had a lot more problems with people driving under the influence and shit like that, and people getting robbed because of it. You know, people going, I guess they're going to cop their weeds and they get robbed on the way out, and it happens a lot in Colorado. You know, I know a bunch of cops in Aurora and Denver that tell me this, you know. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if it's legal or not. It's just in the federal government's eyes, it's illegal. You know, and I'm a Fed. You know? And I'm a Fed, and that's the way I see it.
Do you think you're getting the best bang for your buck?
Yeah.
Do you think you're getting the best bang for a buck?
I think we are, yeah, because it's not, the war on drugs isn't just marijuana, bro. The war on drugs is on everything.
I understand that.
Okay. Now, if you were to ask me, would I be opposed if they took marijuana off the DEA schedule of narcotics?
Right.
Yeah, I think they should.
Right.
I think they should, you know. But
if I ask you if they pull heroin off the DEA schedule, you'd be like, what, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, what, are you out of your mind?
Right, I hear you.
You know?
So there's stuff that's going on in Oregon where they legalize minimal amounts of all drugs.
No, Oregon's stupid, okay?
That's just begging for problems.
Oregon is stupid, and I got some really good friends in Oregon, but the decisions that the municipalities and just the councils and whoever the fuck is running the show up there, the decisions they're making, they're fucking idiots. That in Washington has always been nothing but a big tree-hugging state, and like I said, I got some really good friends up there that I love, you know, and they're good people, but, you know, I served in the Coast Guard with a few of them, you know, and, but, you know, the decisions that these people make, these people know the difference between right and fucking wrong. You know, they know the difference between right and wrong, and they're choosing wrong. You know, it's not that hard to see that, you know, hey, let's make some heroin legal. It's not hard to see that that's not fucking right. It's not impossible to see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do what's right, and you know, and basically like you were talking to me about the marijuana, I really don't give a shit about the marijuana, you know, but to me there's a difference between right and wrong, you know, and right now marijuana to me is illegal, no matter, even if it's legal in the states, I don't give a shit what states think. I was a Fed, I think like a Fed, you know. I don't think like a cop, I think like a Fed.
You're not on the local level. You're on the national level.
Right, because when I was in the Coast Guard and in the Border Patrol, I enforced federal law. So that's the way I think.
Now, when it comes down to
dude, hide those legs. Nobody wants to see that.
You don't want to see my
nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see your inner thighs.
In South Carolina.
Nobody wants to see your inner thighs.
Okay, so you take a place like Oregon, who's done this with the laws. You don't think they're gonna? That's not gonna attract every piece of shit.
Yes.
Drug addict, and move them all there.
So
and then.
So it's like a chain, bro. It's like a chain. You got a link in the chain, right? You got a link in the chain. So they legalize recreational use of heroin. I don't know what they did, but let's just call it that, right? They legalize small amounts of recreational use of heroin, right? That people are gonna need money to get that. So there's another link. They're gonna need money. They don't have money because they're on heroin, so they're gonna have to steal it. There's another link. It causes a whole chain of shit, and chains are heavy.
Well, don't you? Well, there obviously is, you know, those that can, I guess, use responsibly. What do you call it? Functional?
Is that crackhead? What you call it? Functional heroin addicts?
Functional. Yeah, that's exactly what I call it. Because some of them can keep.
I call them all junkies. That's what I call them.
And I agree with you. I do believe that we should be doing something else than throwing these people in jail time and time and time again, just throwing them in jail. Don't make it illegal. You know, I don't think they should have made drugs illegal for small amounts, but they should have gone another route with giving these people help, like rehab. But I think they're just going to bring as many people as they can over there, all these zombies, all these drug addicts, and that's going to fill the spots for the coup.
Yeah.
With Antifa. The coup. Those are Antifa. Basically, they're Antifa soldiers is what I want to say.
They're all a bunch of fucking junkies to me. I mean, I don't think that all of Antifa are a bunch of freaking junkies, because they need to have some kind of smarts and some kind of discipline in order to get done what they're trying to do. And then I mean, I'm sure some of them are freaking junkies. A lot of them are.
I can see a lot of those guys being recruited as pawns.
Yeah, I can see that. From, I can see that.
And who's going to be laying that money out? China.
But yeah, exactly. But you know, it's now we're getting into conspiracy theories, because that's what we're thinking is going to happen. And
I know.
All right, you know, but
you were hella funny at the beginning of the show, though. Go ahead. Let's go back to who else was a vet.
But no, I'm not done talking about this now. You got me fucking started on it. You know,
fired up. But give me, I like this. Give it to me, baby. What you got?
Is it my turn now? Is it my turn now? Now you made me lose my chain of thought. So Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, no shit.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix was in the freaking army.
Jimi.
I knew
Hendrix
that.
Hendrix was in the army.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix was in the army, and hold on. He was a paratrooper. Jimi Hendrix was a paratrooper. Hendrix, yep. Man. Oliver Stone was in the army and
movie maker.
Yeah, and born on the 4th of July and platoon were things that he saw in Vietnam, you know? So, and when he came back, so that was his inspiration for those movies.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck.
Oh, he's Stone. Mr. Mustache himself?
Yep. Magnum PI was in the National Guard for 6 years.
Okay.
Yep. National Guard for 6 years. Sinbad was in the Air Force.
Sinbad was in the Air Force.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
Now check this out. This is one that blew me away. That was like, holy shit. Humphrey Bogart.
No.
Was in the Navy. He joined the Navy so he can serve in World War I. And he got his honorable discharge in 1919.
Frankly, sweetheart, I don't give a damn.
Play it again.
Bogey.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. But, dude, we're about at the halfway mark in about 30 seconds. And,
What about Alex Trebek passing?
Oh, yeah. Alex Trebek died. That's true.
Yeah. He was... Dude, he was up there with George Burns, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when George, a lot of these
kids. I like George Burns, man. That motherfucker got some pussy.
Hey, he was God.
Huh?
He was God.
Yeah, he was God.
He was God.
He was God. Yep.
Just like Morgan Freeman plays God a yep. lot in a lot of the movies.
Dude.
Back then it was George Burns with the cigar.
You know, you know what's crazy is that movie, Bruce Almighty, it hit me for a little bit, bro.
What do you mean? How so?
There was one part of it. You remember when he gave him the powers and he started hearing the people? And right. he's like, what are these people? And the file cabinets were full. And he's like, oh, those are prayers. Those are prayers. He goes, you can't hand me the world's prayers like that. You know, the world's problems. Like that. He goes, the world's problems. He goes, that's only 4th and 5th Avenues between this block and this block. You only got like four square blocks. You know, I've got the rest of the world. And I was like, you know, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, like we were talking last night. You remember?
When we were
talking last night, and I was like, you know, when it feels like nobody's, when it feels that even God isn't listening, when Jesus Christ isn't listening, when it feels like you're all alone and even God isn't present, is when you need to trust Him the most. And watching that movie, it just put it in there. It's like He's got all these prayers in the world to listen to, you know, because I know. You know, and this is my belief, all right? I'm not putting my belief on anybody, but, you know, people believe in Buddha, they believe in Allah, they believe in, you know, whatever it is they believe in. It's all God. Whatever they pray, it's all Him.
The higher power.
No, it's all God. No higher power. It's all God, all right?
Okay.
There's only one God. That's the first commandment, you know? That's why I have no other gods before. There's no higher power. It's God.
It's God.
It's God, all right?
Okay.
And like I said, this is my belief, okay?
Right.
But that's what the first commandment says. But when I was watching Bruce Almighty, and mind you, it's a funny film, and I don't like Jim Carrey, you know. But when the part when it came to the prayers, when he was so overwhelmed, I'm like, okay, I can understand why it takes a while for you to get to my prayers. You're a busy God, you know. You're taking care of everybody, but He hears them. He hears them, and he may not get to you right away, but he hears them.
But he makes a note of it, and it's in the file cabinet.
Exactly. And he's God. He's going to get to it, you know? I mean, I know myself that that's not true, but it kind of put that into that perspective for me. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
But anyway, let's bring out some music. Hey, everybody. Like I've mentioned before, the Gary Brugman Podcast is proud to have been picked up and is now part of the Heroes Media Group Network. Check out their articles and other podcasts on heroesmediagroup.com. You can find us on there as well. Just go to the shows tab, and we're right there with the rest of the podcast. Or you can go to my page, GaryBrugman.com. There's a link to all the podcasts there. And check us out. Check us out. And again, leave us five stars and a short review on Apple. All right. I need to thank Active Carry, Active Carry Technologies, Active Carry Tech, TEC, ActiveCarryTech.com. It's right there. And Active Carry Technologies was developed for everyone. And after several years of developing kits with state and federal agencies, they saw an opportunity to cover a few concepts that were being ignored. And the first idea is that everyone is capable of being a first responder. So go to ActiveCarryTechTEC.com and check out all their IFACs, their tactical kits, and their merchandise. And I fucking love them, man.
I fucking love those guys, dude, and their fucking posts.
I fucking love their freaking IFACs. Their IFACs are
good fucking guys.
And for those of you that know Abla, IFAC stands for Individual First Aid Kits. So go to check them out on Instagram at Active Carry or at Active Carry Nation. And of course, we need to thank America Bourbon. Hey, wait a minute. There we go. America Bourbon.
America. Recon
Marine owned, bottled in Galveston, Texas. American bourbon gives back to several nonprofit organizations such as TAPS and Recon Sniper Foundation. It's aged a minimum of 1 year in oak, and you get a quality bourbon at an affordable price of $21 to $24. Check out that beautiful bottle, man. Where is it? There we go. America bourbon.
Recon.
It's carried in 45 states, and it's carried nationwide at Walmart. Get you some.
Get you some.
America bourbon. Right here, baby.
Recon made.
All right, and of course,
I like saying that. Recon.
I saw a shirt today that said Recon. I was gonna go get it for you. I'd be like, hey, then you never stop saying it.
I love those guys. Recon. Go ahead, Mr. Brugman.
Who's
next?
Dude, should we even thank Swifty this week? Cause he called me a fucking dork on freaking Facebook.
He called you a dork. He called me a dork.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That just fortifies my seat more. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. No, don't worry. You're not going anywhere. Motherfucker called me a dork. I said, dude, because I posted that, I made that post of me as the president-elect, because I'm going to pardon myself now, but since we're making shit.
Office.
Since we're the making shit. Yeah, the made-up office of the president-elect, you know. But dude, I gotta hand it to myself. The picture came out awesome, bro.
Dude, it was. I couldn't find the floor.
Yeah,
I said, look at this guy.
The picture came out awesome. So on for those of you that don't understand, January 20th, I will be taking office, and I will be the 46th president of the United States of America, and I will be pardoning myself. So Swifty comes out and calls me a fucking dork.
A dork. Swift, what's up with that, man? Call him up right now. Get him on the
phone. I'm not talking to him.
Ooh, he's really mad, Swift. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I'm not talking. So I was like,
I was like, dude,
you're the one that made up this freaking succession and this country, and I just promoted myself to president. And then he said, okay, well, I'll call you Lieutenant Dork then. I was like, oh, that's how we're playing this. That's how we're playing. I'm lieutenant. Okay, I got your number. I'm only kidding, whoa, man. Swifty.
Yeah, Swifty can clown with the best of them, though.
Yeah. Motherfucker, call me a dork. I got your dork.
Hey, dork. What movie is that from? Hey, dork.
I know. I was trying to remember. I can't remember. Hold on. First, alcohol.
I'll stick to the espresso, my friend.
Oh, fuck. That one bit me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can see the chills running through you.
Ooh-wee. Dude, so I was going through Bernard Kerik's
wallet? What?
I was going through Bernard Kerik's underwear drawer and dude, he's gonna kick my ass if he ever hears this.
Okay.
He's gonna be like, Gary, can you come here, please?
He's just gonna give you the finger.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Yeah, like he did in North Carolina, man. He was like,
you. He didn't even have to say nothing. He didn't even lip nothing, did he?
Dude, we were the place wasn't even finished. We were like on concrete, and I like skated over there. I was like,
my commissioner, I'm here, my commissioner.
Oh, captain, my captain.
my captain. Oh, commissioner, my commissioner.
Hey, I've got no problem saying that Bernard Bailey Kerik was the best police commissioner that ever freaking existed, next to Theodore Roosevelt.
I second that.
Yep.
So you're going through his underwear drawer.
Now I'm going through his Twitter, man. There was a couple of things that got me on here. And what were we saying? Man, I can't. Where is it? Oh, the female anti-Trump protester who's 24 years old, who spat in a cop's face in New York. Is spat a word?
Yeah.
Spat's not a word. It's spit.
I spit. You spat.
So is shat a word?
I shit.
You shat? I shat my pants.
Mr. Shatner. Mr. Shatner sitting in the Enterprise over there.
Yeah. Hi, I'm William Shatner.
You're really sitting on the 5-gallon bucket, right?
No, but really, is spat a word? I mean, spat, shat, whatever. Anyway, so check this out. The chick that spit in that cop's face was an intern for high-ranking Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler, bro.
Nadler?
That was his intern that spit in the freaking cop's face. The one that was saying, was screaming out, fuck you, remember?
Nadler, the one that said that everything that's happened on the West Coast is fake.
Yes.
That's not really happening.
Right.
That big fat bag of shit, Jerry Nadler. If somebody followed him around with a tuba, that would be the most hysterical thing ever.
Hey, if anybody in, where is he? He's in New York or New Jersey? He's New York, ain't he?
He's New York. Yeah.
Hey, anybody listening in New York that knows where Jerry Nadler's going to be, get a tuba. Get a tuba and follow him around and play the song.
And then when he falls over.
Oh, man, that would be fucking great. Dude, it would be great. Somebody sent us a video of that.
We don't want to put any ideas in anybody's head. You know.
So check this out.
It would be hysterical.
16 hours ago. Breaking report, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis drafts laws that would allow people to shoot looters. Ain't that the shit?
People have a right to defend their property.
I'm on get me a looter hunting license.
I wonder what would be the best caliber to hunt looter.
I say 300 blackout. I say 300 blackout.
Put him down.
Yep.
Well,
why else would you shoot something if you're not going to put it down?
Well, it is against the commandments, right? It's one of the commandments, thou shalt not steal. So,
right,
send them to meet the maker.
And it says thou shalt not.
It's for your sin.
The commandments say thou shalt not kill, but it actually means thou shalt not commit murder.
Murder.
Okay, right. Thou shalt not commit murder. You know, because if somebody's right. stealing from you, you have the right to protect yourself and your property. So. But yeah, and then he says yesterday he attended the Veterans Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery with the president, and the president was standing out in the rain at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Have you ever been there? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, no, I've never been there, never saw it, but I saw Donald Trump did it last year too.
No, I mean, have you ever seen it in person?
In person, no.
Oh, dude, I'm going to have to take you. It's freaking impressive, dude. It's awesome.
Terry hasn't been either. Both of us, we want to spend a weekend up there. A couple of days, but now's not the time.
Right. No, definitely not. Dude, oh, which brings me to, which brings us to our next point, bro. Well, there's something here I want to talk about. Okay. What about that Million MAGA march that's happening this weekend? You think they're going to run into some protesters up there in D.C.?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That just might get ugly, bro.
People are going to start a pot. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That might get ugly, man, because, you know, Antifa...
Everything's been peaceful that the Patriots and the Trump supporters have been peaceful.
Yeah, we ain't burned down no buildings. We ain't, you know, looted no businesses. We ain't beat up any innocent people. You know,
any Democrats, right?
It's yeah,
like the Republicans are chasing Democrats down in the street.
But
you know,
but like Joe Rogan said, man, did you see that thing that Joe Rogan did? I read that last time. What Joe Rogan said? Joe Rogan said.
Yeah, you read that last podcast.
Yep. Okay, I'm gonna read it again.
Yeah, read it again. I like that.
He says, "What is the number of veterans in this country? I mean, it's got to be more than a million. there are so many people in this country that really understand violence, and they're not the ones calling for violence. They're not the punch in the face. They're not the punch of Nazi people. The people that really understand violence, that have seen violence, that have committed violence for their country, those are the motherfuckers that you break glass in case of war. You need them. You need them, and people don't understand that. These people running around calling for violence, calling for a revolution, you're going to open a door that you can never close. And when those soldiers come pouring out of that door to defend what they think is an attack on their freedoms and their country, and I'm going to throw your family in there too, you're fucked.
And our Constitution.
You're fucked. You know? And that's going to be true. And that's exactly what I've been saying this whole time, man. I said, when the time comes that we the people stand up and all these veterans and all these 2A and all these, you know, freaking conservative Americans come out.
Well-trained conservative
Americans. Exactly. That's when Antifa and these left motherfuckers are going to be like, holy shit. And I've said it from the beginning. I'm not condoning violence. I'm not. I'm a firm believer. Sometimes you need violence, but I don't condone violence whatsoever. But when these motherfuckers come marching down a city block or a rural street like it did to the McCloskeys, and they start tearing shit up and breaking gates and gated communities and starting shit, it's not going to be until two or three people come out and drop 30 of them at once that they're going to be like, oh, shit. And that's when the bodies are going to be on the street, you know? But anyway, I digress.
When the bullets start flying, you'll find out what people are made of.
Yep.
And a lot of patriots know what it's like to have bullets flying over their head.
So Bernard retweeted from James O'Keefe. It was a recording. Federal agents coerce Postal Service whistleblower Hopkins to water down his story.
Yeah.
But Hopkins doubles down. Agent Stresser, I'm trying to twist you a little bit. Am I scaring you? I am scaring you here. We have senators involved, DOJ involved. The reason they call me is to try to harness. Ooh. But he doubled down on his story.
Yeah, I did. I see that. And it seems like he is...
He's got a recording, dude.
It looks like I want to say he's in protective custody as of last night and the night before.
He's going to have to be. Yeah. He's gonna have to be these feds on the left, dude. These left wing federal agents are scary shit. Everybody always think it's the freaking right wing people that are gonna start the shit, you know, because we like our guns, because we like other shit, you know, and whatever. But it's the left wing, the left that comes up and does all this shit to people that they use their power against the weak.
Right.
You know?
And they use their love against them.
Exactly. They try to leverage everything against the people that have no leverage. You know? So we're gonna have to put a stop to that. You know?
Yeah.
But so far,
I think this was a trap. This election. I think it was a trap.
Defined trap.
Well, there were a couple moves made with Hunter Biden's laptop, and the FBI did nothing with it.
Right.
Right. And I think with this voter fraud thing that we were, a lot of Trump supporters were well prepared for it. So everybody, cameras in hand, was doing the best they can to show what was going on. And I believe that it set up the rest of the people in the swamp to be exposed. Because did you see how many people just resigned or Trump fired? And like 7 people in the last couple of days.
Right.
So I think the swamp is almost drained and we might be able to get back to business as usual.
That would be nice, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. I know the Republicans. I know we've got 50 seats in the Senate, so we secured the Senate. All right. Although there's a couple of runoff elections that are happening in Georgia, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up over a dozen seats in the House,
mm-hmm.
right? So
like 10.
I heard it was a 12 today, but okay, let's go with 10. But But dude, Nancy Pelosi may not be the Speaker of the House anymore. You know how fantastic that's going to be for this country? You know how amazing that's going to be for this country, brother?
It's
Hey, I'm over here.
Who we going to get?
I don't know, but whoever we get can't be any worse than
McConnell is running the Senate again.
Right? Well, I'm talking about the House.
And the other House, we want anybody but her. No, we want somebody that's got conservative values.
This is true, but if we don't get the majority, it's still going to be a Democrat. All right.
Right. Oh, it's most definitely going
to
be.
It has to be a Democrat because they're the majority. That's the majority leader, you know,
right.
The House majority leader. But I can't think of another Democrat other than, because it could be fucking Schiff, you know, which would be fucking bad too. Or, you know,
Nadler in there too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it could still get ugly, but still she's got to go, dude.
What if they give it to one of the freshmen four?
That could be another fucking mess we'll be in.
AOC seems to be very popular with them. I don't know why.
She needs to shut her mouth and show her tits.
Yeah. Go check her Twitter and go see how many times you see that.
I was looking at it, man. I was looking at it.
Oh, I have an update for you, Gary.
Go ahead.
So spat in Webster's Merriam-Webster Dictionary is the past tense and past participle of spit.
So it is a word.
It is a word.
Look up shat. 100%. Look up shat.
I want to know if shat's a word.
I want to know if shat is a word.
Shat. Past tense and the past participle of shit.
Is it really?
Shat. Yes, sir.
Shat is a fucking word.
Yes, sir.
Holy shit.
You learn something new every day on the Gary Brooklyn podcast, people. Wait. Continue on. I'm going to look up a word. I'll get back to you.
Oh, dude, that was so funny. I almost shat myself. Oh, man. I know Dave DeVito almost shat himself with that one, too.
Oh my God.
What are you looking up?
I wanted to see if there was a.
Come on.
If taint was in there, but taint just means what it is, like spoil something.
Tainted.
There's like, no, like.
Tainted.
Taintism.
Did you look up taint? Or did you look up T apostrophe ain't?
No. apostrophe ain't. For some reason, I'm looking at it in my head, and that just seems like a French word.
Oh, man.
Fucking French.
Right. Hey, but I just want to say happy Veterans Day to all our veterans out there, man. Thank you for serving. Thank you for protecting our freedom and liberties. It's been a great day for me. A lot of things been happening today. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still rough with my mom, but life is moving forward. I want to really give a shout out to my brothers at Warfighter Tobacco. Those guys have been my therapy lately because, you know, this is my life now. Mom is my life now. And the only chance that I usually have to go out is when I go have some Jameson and smoke some cigars over at Warfighter Tobacco with the Warfighters. You know, John.
Right around the corner from your crib, right?
Yeah, about 4.5 miles.
Nice.
You know, Warfighter Dave, Scott. John, Mikey, Jazz, dude, awesome people. So with that note, brother, guess what time?
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everybody to call the White House comment line.
Yeah.
And give them a Gary Brugman update and tell them you would like President Trump to look into Gary Brugman's pardon paperwork. Pardon petition. Pardon. You call this number. It's area code 202-456-1111. That's the White House comment line. Comment, pardon Gary Brugman. Light it up, people. You know what to do and who you doing it for.
That's right. That's right. And also, if you could pick up a postcard from wherever you're at the gas station or at Walmart, throw that on there and made it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, attention Donald Trump, and just write on it, hashtag pardon Gary Brugman. I mean, it'll cost you, what's a postcard cost these days? 21 cents? You know? But I would really appreciate that. We need to flood them. Flood them with the phone calls. Flood them with the postcards.
Emails.
Emails. Use the hashtag pardon Gary Brugman on anything that you post. Because, again, people, it's... I have faith that our president's going to pull this off, you know. But if he doesn't, my time frame to get a pardon just went from 4 years to 72 days. So I need to get the man's attention. I need to get it now. So help me out here. I would really appreciate it. I love y'all. Here we go.
Oh, no. Well, that concludes this episode of the Gary Brugman Podcast. Please like and subscribe on social media. I'm your man, the Big Daddy Roughneck, saying stay frosty and always watch your six.
Yep, that's it. Thank y'all for spending some time with us today on this Veterans Day. We love y'all. We love y'all. I would need you to stay safe, stay vigilant, be savage. God, Texas, honor first. God bless y'all. God bless America. We love you. We're out. Hey, everybody. Gary Brugman here from the Gary Brugman Podcast. I'm here to talk to you about Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. They are a veteran-owned company, and a portion of the sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping veterans and first responders. Each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all ingredients for their scrubs, soap, and clothing are sourced from companies right here in the United States of America. Use promo code HONORFIRST for 10% off every order. It's a promo code that they came up with just for listeners of the Gary Brugman Podcast, and you can use it every time. Ain't that right, brother? It's time to wash your taint.
Wash that taint. And you just can't use that promo code once. You get to use it multiple times every order.
That's right. That's right. Every order, 10% off, promo code honor first.
Hey, I can't wait to try the peppermint cool.
Peppermint cool on your taint.
Ooh, that's going to be an experience.
That's right. Peppermint cool on the taint. I'm going to make a meme about that.
Hero Soap Company, get you some.